o'clock. Yesterday, I kicked off the program in conversation with Dr. D, who told me that he is a frontline doctor and he is aware and he has been told of many frontline doctors who are at the back of the queue for this first tranche of vaccines, and that many people who have nothing to do with patients are jumping the queue. I asked if we could send that, the audio of the conversation, through to the Western Cape Department of Health. He said yes, so we did, and I'll talk to Dr. Sadiq Karim very shortly. I did ask Dr. D to try and give me some facts and figures, some actual cases that we could have investigated. And he wrote to me this morning to say, I've been experiencing some difficulty in locking down names and places regarding those jippoing the system to get their vaccines. Most people who are sharing the information with me are doing so whilst protecting the source. I've heard everything from psychiatrists to dietitians and everyone in between getting their voucher numbers or vaccines before proper frontline workers. And then he did include me in a lot of the claims that he have received, which are anecdotal and names are redacted, which is, I suppose, a good thing. But there are a lot. Working in our COVID ICU, intubating COVID patients, still no jab. Clark in our hospital has got, and it just goes on and on and on. A very, very large number. And after the conversation yesterday, I was contacted immediately on the radio by many people in the medical fraternity who backed up that anecdotal stuff. And then overnight, I was emailed by further people in the medical fraternity saying that this was their perception as well. So to Dr. Sadiq Karim, Chief of Operations at the Western Cape Department of Health. Sadiq, good afternoon. I mean, I don't know how many of these stories are accurate, but at the very least, you're dealing with a perception problem, a perception that some people, perhaps quite a lot of people, are gaming the system.
Yes, and in fact, there's definitely an issue around people gaming the system, and that's probably a good description. To take it a step further, John, to give us a sense of, we in fact today put out a communication to all our healthcare workers, because we even understand that people have attempted, although I've not got any concrete proof in the Western Cape, but certainly in other provinces, from what one reads on social media, non-healthcare workers have attempted to game the system by falsifying the information on the electronic system that we spoke about yesterday. It's called the EVDS system. To get that system, it gives you the voucher. Non-healthcare workers are also gaming the system, getting a voucher, and apparently got vaccinated in other provinces. And we spoke yesterday about some of the measures that we've put into place in the Western Cape to try and prevent such gaming. And in fact, today, when we heard all these allegations, we put out further measures. So we will now also be requiring healthcare workers to bring with them to the vaccination site, besides the e-voucher, proof that they're a healthcare worker. Either a staff card, if they don't have a staff card, as many of the private sector colleagues, then proof of registration with the Health Professions Council of South Africa, and an ID to go along with them. We'll match that against the list that we have of people who we expect to come to the site. So we are trying to put in additional measures to prevent people from gaming the system.
Dr. D said to me, in the email he sent me this morning, I think the root of the problem is that there is no way to verify the level of patient contact claimed on the website. A clerk who never actually sees patients could claim to be working in ICU and no one will question it. Because what you told me, our conversation was the day before yesterday, but never mind. You told me that in this first tranche, you're trying to give these first vaccines to patient-facing medical workers. And how do you verify that the person, I mean, they've got a staff card, so you know they work at Groote Schuur or at Tigerberg or at the Khayelitsha Clinic, but how do you verify that they work in a situation that puts them into regular contact with patients who might and perhaps are COVID positive?
Sure. And one of the systems that we now just added to our tranche of security measures, if I can call them that, and you're quite right, day before yesterday, they fly.
Well, you're a busy man.
is we'll be now also asking people in the units where they are that the supervisor must in fact be the person who makes contact with the vaccination site. So we want to doubly verify that it's a clerk, for example, working in an intensive care unit rather than a clerk working in a different part of the hospital. Because those people would also be exposed, obviously, to COVID positive patients and would also obviously therefore be at risk. But I mean, I think, you know, with Dr. D and whoever the other colleagues are, to at least reassure them that if they wish to, let us know if they have experienced such cases themselves. We don't need the details, like you said, we don't need names or something. But if they find and they've experienced people trying to chippo the system or game the system, please let us know so that we can step in there immediately and try and prevent that and fix that. In fact, we spoke also day before yesterday about the sequencing criteria that I mentioned on your show, and even yesterday I was told by the National Department of Health that they found that extremely useful, and they've actually now passed those along to all the other provinces. So provinces who did not have those sequencing criteria in place, I can just imagine how chaotic it must have been with people trying to game the system, and they're not even an attempt to try and verify people who are coming.
Because up until 5 o'clock yesterday, the province had vaccinated 5,389 health workers. Let's assume that all 5,389 vaccinated people were health workers. I've no idea how many 389, 632, 12 were health workers who are not patient-facing. And one can understand why you want to be up front in the queue, because you're nervous. You want the level of protection that you believe this vaccine is going to offer you. But at the same time, if you're not patient-facing, I'm sorry, you should be waiting.
Absolutely. And on our DigiCon this afternoon, we even also had the Premier pronouncing on this issue to the province. You know, we just come off the DigiCon, and that's why I couldn't join you earlier. To say exactly that, you know, that we want people to allow the patient-facing frontline healthcare workers to be the first in the queue to be vaccinated. The number, by the way, at 5 p.m. today, 7,116. So that's where we're at the moment.
So that's nearly 1,800 today, which is an increase on when we spoke on Monday. You'd done 1,100 that day, so 1,700 today. So there is an uptick there. Okay, so you believe that the getting the supervisors to get involved will minimize the risk that somebody who isn't patient-facing will get a vaccine before somebody who is?
We're putting out all the stops to do whatever we can. And if Dr. D and others have other suggestions of how we could additionally do this, we're willing to listen and absolutely will implement that. So just to reassure, just to summarize, we will have a list at the site. People would have had to bring identification with them, an additional identification now, like proof of being a healthcare worker, ID book, etc., with their voucher. And we have put in place internal measures so that supervisors of units and areas and the senior manager of the hospital who sends us the list the day before verifies that person is working in this area, doing this function in the hospital, and then we can actually check against that. So hopefully all of
Sorry, Sadiq, we have to leave it there. We're out of time, but thank you very much for your contribution this afternoon. Dr. Sadiq Karim, Chief of Operations at the Western Cape Department of Health.